I don't think we need to be thinking about declaring bankruptcy for the moment, but we must talk about budgeting. I'm sure we can find a couple of spending habits that you'll be prepared to change. For example, do you own a car?
Yes, we do, although it's not working at the moment. We're not sure we want it fixed because it costs us a lot of money, what with the price of gas or the insurance.
That's true, of course. Tell me, Mrs. Diallo, where do you usually shop for food?
Usually, I take the bus to the supermarket 3 times a week.
When we get the car fixed, I will be able to drive my wife to the store once a week again. This could help her save time, but until my back stops hurting, I won't be able to help her much.
That's also true. But using public transport instead of using your car is another way to save money. For now, you live in the city center and can benefit from a vast bus network. When you're feeling better, Mr. Diallo, you'll be able to go with your wife on those trips. Then, if the shopping bags are too heavy for one of you, the other one will be there to help carry them to the bus stop, then from the bus stop to your home.
It's come to our attention that the CAES offers a solidarity loan. Can we apply for that?
That's a very good question, Mrs. Diallo. The CAES has a prêt solidarité, a non-profit loan that allows you to repay a debt or a bank overdraft with zero interest. If you qualify, you will only have to reimburse the amount of money you borrowed in the first place. It will certainly help you reduce the constant stress you're currently under. We'll see if you qualify for it in a minute. For now, we're going to discuss various associations and organizations that can help you get food aid or clothing for your children. This could be your first act to reduce your expenses and start saving money.
That sounds very interesting. Please go ahead.